just left or right.
We are Americans.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Welcome to Sovereign Minds. Today is September 25th, 2011. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with Chandler. How are you doing tonight, Chandler?
I'm very well. How about you, Mark?
Oh, the fun never stops. You
fun
know that.
Never stops, right.
It just goes on and on and on. You're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. Our chat room is open at KCNR1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. When are you guys going to start prying your butts up off the couch and do something? Start educating yourselves on the issues. Talk to your neighbors. Go to a meeting. Check out the website and see what you can do to protect yourself, your family, and your friends from big out-of-control government. If you would like to ask questions or just talk about what's on your mind, feel free to call in. This is what free speech is all about. We need to debate and find the answers to the hard questions. Remember, the telephone number again is 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at KCNR1460. Some reminders, Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. Tomorrow we've got a real interesting guest coming in, and his name is Cameron Gamble. He's got quite the credentials. He was in the Marine Corps, Air Force, with the SEER program, you know, a survival behind enemy lines. This guy's looks like a real got some real good credentials on him for survival and expert in a lot of different fields. So that's going to be exciting tomorrow night. Me being in charge of survival and preparedness, he's right up my alley. He also has worked with the Navy SEALs and FBI and Secret Service. Did some training with MARSOC, which is the Marine Corps Special Operation Command, training their special operators. Anyway, so that's going on tomorrow night at the Reading Tea Party, so that should be great. And I wanted to give a shout out to Chad Raposa and just let him know we're thinking about you, Chad. And, you know, get better, dude. You need to get back up and start motivating. Anyway, so tonight, you know, we're going to have our first quote. And the first quote is, as the founding fathers knew well, a government that does not trust its honest, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens with the means of self-defense is not itself worthy of trust. Laws disarming honest citizens proclaim that the government is the master, not the servant of the people. So I think that's kind of appropriate. And, you know, when we talk about, you know, law-abiding citizens being able to defend themselves, you know, I think that's what we need to prop up the Second Amendment with telling our elected representatives that, you know, they need to leave the Second Amendment alone. We got a bill on the governor's desk right now that he needs to veto about the Second Amendment issues. So I would definitely look in on the website there, the governor's desk, and tell him to veto the weapons bill. Anyway, so I wanted to get into some headlines here. And the first headline is, and this is on September 23rd, 2011, gold is no longer a safe haven. Not according to Capital Economics, gold will surge when the euro crisis escalates. You know, we were just talking about what's going on in Europe. You know, Europe is imploding right now. And this last week in the stock market, we dropped over 700 points, which is, I believe, the biggest drop in the stock market since 2008. It looks to me like everything is escalating to a crescendo here. And usually when the markets crash, they're crashing September, October. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think that's what's happening here. You know, the reason that they're trying to say that gold isn't a safe haven status is basically they're trying to flush the gold and silver out of the small investors. They had some margin calls this last week. And so what happens is people were taking profit and selling off some gold and silver to cover their margin calls. So it's a problem. What people have to understand is that, you know, the people are controlling the spot prices in New York are basically doing it on computer programs. So these algorithms that they use, they could actually realistically take the spot price to zero because they can control the computer. Now, does that make it real? Of course not. It just means that they're controlling the spot price. If they took it to zero, would that mean that that you know people would buy that? Of course not. They'd lose all credibility because nobody would think that it would go to zero. So is it still a safe haven? Yes. This is coming from Zero Hedge. And what they're saying is the recent sharp falls in the dollar price of gold have led to some questions as its status as a refuge from problems elsewhere, especially now that the U.S. currency is strengthening across the board. That's another thing that's happening here. As the people are running out of the European dollars and the European Union and the investments in Europe because everything's imploding over there, and you know, they already lost $1.2 or $4 trillion worth of value, same here in the U.S. market. They're looking for a safe haven. Well, the dollar has historically been, the best place to be as far as safety and solid as far as being backed by gold, or just the fact that it's been a solid because of the U.S. dollar has been the worldwide reserve currency. Now, as people run into dollar, of course, that pushes the dollar value up and pushes gold and silver down relative to the dollar. So when you got the margin calls and then a run into the dollar, that's why we've seen a big drop in the gold and silver this last week. But rest assured, it's temporary. It's very temporary, because if you understand that what we've got is a global depression going on here, because all of these all these currencies are connected to the U.S. dollar, what's going to happen as the stock market tanks and we go into QE3? We've already got Twist and Shout and, the Fed Reserve saying that we're going into a significant downgrade here. Well, I think what's going to happen here is this stock market tanks, it's basically beg for the poison. So what do they have? You know, it's either we're going into a 29-style depression here, or they got to try to print their way out of it and we go into hyperinflation. I think that's the way it has to be. As they print the money to hyperinflate, that drives the dollar into the ground. And we'll start to see again what we've been seeing is the dollar on a continual slide. Well, people will realize at some point that nothing's safe except gold and silver, because they're the only thing that's real money. So there's going to be a panic into the dollar, or out of the dollar into gold. Excuse me. So, especially now that the U.S. currency, okay. However, there is a further escalation on the crisis in the Eurozone. Gold prices are likely to surge against the dollar too. The price of an ounce of gold now has fallen by more than $200 from a record nominal highs of 1900 seen earlier in this month. Since Tuesday alone, gold is down more than $100 as the price of traditional riskier assets such as equities and industrial commodities have also fallen sharply over the period. It is tempting to conclude that gold has become another casualty of the risk risk-off trade. So, you know, despite this, we continue to expect gold to rise above $2,000 this year. So most of the guys in the know are saying that it's still going to go up to $2,000 or better, and at least to $2,500 no later than 2013. So the fundamentals that support gold status as a safe haven have not changed at all in the last few days. So don't let these guys shake you out of your investment, because if and when the dollar collapses, if you're not in precious metals, you got some real problems, because there's no place else to run to. So, you know, that's the word of today, as we got to look at that and see it for what it really is that, they're basically shaking out the investors that don't understand what's going on. And, you know, that if you got a panic sell off like this, it's just not good for the people, because later down the road, what's going to happen is that if they don't have that gold and silver there anymore, they're going to be crying because all these other things are going to be going bad with the stock market collapse and the dollar. So word to the wise, just keep stacking and keep on putting your portfolio together and keep preparing for the emergency. It hasn't gone. So anyway, with that, we're going to go to a break. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media.
Grab your friends and neighbors, we all can play a role. Passion into action, hold a registration drive.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Oh, thank you.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. Yeah, that's good stuff there, Jerry Rafferty. That's Baker Street. I love that horn on the on that music. It's great. Turn that, crank it up, and listen to that sax. Anyway, the next headline that we have here is on September 23rd, and this is from online WSJ.com. This is from the European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet. And he's saying that the sovereign debt crisis is global. Europe is at the epicenter. So, you know, that's what's kind of, you know, the head of the European Central Bank saying the same thing. He's saying that this is going to be a global crisis of sovereign risk. You know, they've got what they got call a liquidity trap going, where it turns into a loop where you can't get the loans out because there's no demand for the loans, which means you can't get the interest coming in, which means that there's nothing circulating in the economy, and it turns into a big loop here. So anyway, I've got Elizabeth on the line, and how you doing tonight, Elizabeth?
Good. Great, Mark.
Good.
You know, I was interested in your thoughts on something. There have been a lot of people in the media, and we've experienced this locally as well, people who are blaming the Tea Party movement for not allowing or at least stalling raising the debt limit. And my thought is that people are panicked and they're scared that if we don't raise the debt limit, they're going to lose everything. But I think that's going to happen anyway. And it just seems like the longer we put it off, the worse the crisis will be. So I was just kind of interested in what you think, and I'll take my answer off the air.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Well, the real deal is that we need to have a depression here because of the fundamentals of the economics. I mean, a depression would start the correction, you know, and that's what these guys keep doing, is they keep propping up the economy, the banking system, and so forth. Now, to say that the Tea Party is responsible is absolutely insane if you think about it, because the real deal is that if it's a problem to you know, if you've got such a debt going here, you got a credit card and you run it up to $14 trillion, the answer is to get another credit card and borrow off that to pay for the first credit card, right? at some point in time, it's just going to be a bigger collapse. So you've got to make a stand here someplace on the spending and the raising of the debt, because it's unsustainable. What people don't realize, and they're trying to blame this on the Tea Party, and who's trying to blame us on the Tea Party? Gee, Congressman, I mean, Waters, Maxine Waters has been blaming the Tea Party. The Democrats are blaming the Tea Party. You know, why is that? Because the real blame rests in the Congress, in the Senate, in the president, and this is Republican or Democrat, both. Why? Because they're the ones that have been running up the debt on both watches. They're the ones that have spent us into oblivion. They're the ones that don't want to stop spending us into oblivion. So what are they going to do? They got to blame somebody else to take the heat off of them. So you got to be pretty gullible to believe that the Tea Party is responsible for this, because we haven't even been in existence for more than 2 years. This debt's been going on for a lot longer than that. They want to keep doing what they're doing unchecked, and then blame somebody else when the whole thing collapses. And it's collapsing whether they like it or not. So, you know, the Tea Party thing is just absolutely moronic, in my opinion. And so we've got to keep our eye focused on the real deal, which is holding them accountable and stopping this madness by capping what they're doing, capping the spending, because we're going to have a hard time anyway. This is going to collapse anyway, because at some point in time, they're not going to be able to, and this is the key thing, they're not going to be able to continue to sell their bonds and the treasuries. Because who's going to buy? It's just like in Greece. Right now, last time I checked, the interest on Greek bonds right now was like 80%. Why is Greek bonds 80%? In other words, they'll pay 80% interest on somebody who'll lend them money. Why is that? Because nobody will lend them money. They have to keep jacking up the interest rates, because who's going to lend Greece any money? Because they're going in the tank. Well, as the United States starts going in the tank, and they have to increase the amount of interest that they're going to pay to somebody who's going to lend them money, whether it's China or Japan or the Federal Reserve. Okay, if it's the Federal Reserve, they keep the interest rates low because they're printing money out of thin air, right? They don't care who's buying the debt. So you hyperinflate, and there's the answer to the problem. If anybody else is going to buy these instruments, the treasuries or the bonds or whatever, they want more interest for the money they're lending to the government, because it's not worth the risk unless they're able to get a better interest rate. Now, as soon as those interest rates starts going up, the interest rate on $14 trillion or $15 trillion, when it's at zero, is not causing you a big problem, is it? But if they raise it by 2 points, 2 points of interest on $15 trillion starts to become a lot of money. Right now, if the interest is, you know, if let's say you're bringing in $200 billion a month and the interest is $40 billion, what happens if that interest rate goes up from 0% to 7% on $14 trillion? Now your interest is going to cost you, you know, $80, $90, $100 billion. So half of all your spending now is going just to pay the interest, and the other half now has to pay your existing bills. You can see the problem, because if they can't keep bringing money in from other sources, then they have to hyperinflate, because then you're printing money out of thin air. See, there's no way out of this. There's no way out of this. So people need to understand, you need to buckle down. You need to start getting self-reliant. You need to store food. You need to get your money in precious metals, because blaming the Tea Party or blaming all these other things is not going to stop this from happening. But do you think that the politicians want themselves being blamed for the problem that they caused? Maybe not, because, you know, when people lose all their savings, when people lose their 401ks, when the money becomes so worthless that you can't even buy groceries, you know, for $100, you get a few loaves of bread and some milk, do you think they're going to be happy? Do you think that they want to deflect that blame from themselves onto somebody else? See, that's why when they start talking about blaming the Tea Party, it's so disingenuous. It's absolutely incredible. And if you can't tell I'm getting a little angry about it, you know, you're probably not listening, because the real deal is these people, these politicians, are liars and thieves. Okay. And that's why we're in the problem that we're in. And I'll give you a quote I got a couple quotes here, pretty good ones. Okay, this one is from, I'm not going to say who it's from. I'll say the quote, and then I'll say who it's from. Politicians are the same all over. They promise to build a bridge even when there is no river. That's Nikita Khrushchev. So even in Russia, what do? To keep control, everybody, you tell them whatever they want to hear, you deflect the blame from everything, and then you promise them everything under the sun to keep them happy. Does that solve the problem? No. The economy just keeps tanking. And is our standard of living going down? Absolutely. More and more and more and more. Why? The money's becoming worth less and less and less because the only borrower there is out there right now is the Federal Reserve, who is hyperinflating our currency because they're printing it out of nothing with no backing. Is this starting to make sense to you guys? Okay, you have to understand that these people up there are at this point starting to become, it's becoming criminal if it's not criminal already. Okay, and you're going to see this if the market tanks and the dollar collapses. Now let's get back to our headline here and starts to make even more sense. Trichet, I guess that's how you pronounce him. He's from France. So Trichet, it's spelled T-R-I-C-H-E-T. So I guess that's Trichet. And, he's got Jean-Claude. So, you know, Jean-Claude Trichet. And isn't he the same guy that was just up on charges not too long ago and then he got acquitted for the rape thing in New York? I'm pretty sure that's the same guy. And, you know, so it didn't go to trial and it got dismissed. And now he's back being the head of the European Central Bank. These guys are, you know, just straight up guys. And they would never do anything wrong. So, you know, what the heck? I mean, he's back in charge of all the money now. So what he says is, what we're seeing now is the illustration of a global phenomena, the global crisis of sovereign risk. Trichet told a conference in Washington on the sidelines of the annual meetings of the International Monetary Fund. Let's see, we got the Fed, we got the European Central Bank, and we got the International Monetary Fund. You know, and what did Rothschild say? He said, if I can control the currency supply of a country, I care not who writes the laws. Well, doesn't that apply if I can control the currency supply of the globe, do I care who writes the laws? Maybe there's a correlation here we need to think about, okay? Because the real deal is the International Monetary Fund, the European Central Bank, the Federal Reserve Bank are all private banks that issue currencies, that control currencies. And gee, we wonder why we're having a problem, because it's counterfeiting. You know what happens when you counterfeit money? It debases all the other currency and makes it worth less. Okay, but we really want to make sure that we get rid of all of the intrinsic value metals so that we have worthless paper. And I'll give you three quotes. These quotes totally explain it. Ron Paul asked Bernanke a few weeks ago. He says, Mr. Bernanke, is gold money? And he says, no. And he says, then why do you keep it at the Federal Reserve Bank? Because it's tradition. Really? It's tradition. So 5,000 years of tradition, all these banks and all these countries just kept using gold for monetary currency just because it was traditional. No, because it's got intrinsic value, which holds us, you know, it holds the value in itself. Now, if you go to another quote, and that explains it, from J.P. Morgan at the turn of the century, they asked him about the same thing, and he said, gold is the only real money. Everything else is credit. See, gold holds the value in itself. It doesn't predicate making any money or cash flow on any other instrument. If you have interest, banking account, and somebody pays you interest, it's predicated on someone else making the payment. Dividends has to be made based on a profit from a business. Gold holds its value regardless if there's anything else involved. Now, if we go to Harry Truman, he said, we have gold to back the currency because you can't trust the government. So does everybody want to have a panic selling out of gold right now and get all into the dollars? Yeah, if you don't understand anything. So we are seeing a global crisis of sovereign risk, Trichet said. Forgetting that the European zone is at the epicenter would be a mistake. But forgetting that this is a global phenomena would also be a mistake, he added. Even if, as he recognized the Eurozone overall in a better fiscal and current account position than other developed economies, what? Seriously? Oh, it's in a better position, right? That's why Greece is imploding and all these banks lending each other are imploding. Really? So I guess they just kind of pick and choose what they the truth here. So anyway, I think we got to go to a break. And we'll be back with more Sovereign Minds and alternative news to the mainstream, lamestream media. So KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. It's a gas. Grab that cash with both hands and make a stack.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, Carl and Linda Bott here. Adamson's Peak Performance, our favorite place to work out. Why?
Because we like the workouts, we like the people that are there, we like the atmosphere of Adamson's Peak Performance. We also like the results we get from working out at Adamson's Peak Performance. We recommend it to our friends, we recommend it to you.
That's right, Carl, and the first workout is complimentary. You got to check it out. Adamson's Peak Performance, right next to Yak's on Bocelli.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book.
We're back.
Won't you help to say?
Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. Yeah, I wanted to kind of continue on this last article and finish it up a little bit, and then before we move on to the next one. Trichet urged world leaders, and particularly those in the euro area, to take decisive and swift action to end the current market turmoil. Yeah, right. Okay. Like, if they could take decisive and swift action to end it, they would have done that already. Implementing measures taken on July 22nd summit by euro area heads of state and government to expand the powers of the bloc's bailout fund is crucial. So let's expand the powers of the banking industry. That's great. That's really crucial. He also emphasized the need for sound fiscal policies and for stronger fiscal and macroeconomic surveillance. Macroeconomic surveillance, really? I don't know if you know what macroeconomic surveillance is, but I think that's like watching as the big economy as it turns, and so you're going to surveillance it. That's like watching the stock market ticker every day. What are you going to do about it? That's insane. So let's keep going here. Okay. Trichet repeated that the ECB, the European Central Bank, stands ready to provide banks in the euro area with unlimited liquidity, and stressed that central banking has ample means to do so. Yeah, they've got a printing press, and they can just keep printing money. And they really intend to do so. Oh, boy, you can't make this stuff up. So the ECB is supplying roughly €550 billions of liquidity to banks, which compares to the €1.8 trillion collateral it has on its books, he said. So they got a bunch of money that's fake on the books, and they're going to print a bunch more money to put into the banks for more liquidity. Only nobody's out there getting the loans because nobody can afford it. So, so they're going to add some more trillions of dollars of airbucks, and that's going to solve the problem, just like it's solved the problem so far. Okay, so I'm thinking that these guys are this is getting out of control, and they can't fix it. And they're so arrogant that they can't just say, "Hey, we can't fix it." you wouldn't want to tell everybody that, because guess what? That might start a panic. And gee, knowing the truth might start a panic. Well, yeah, you know, it might start a panic, but guess what? The panic's coming anyway. And if I'd rather know the truth ahead of the curve. So guess what, guys? You know, we got problems here in River City with a capital T and it rhymes with P and it stands for, well, maybe it's a capital T that rhymes with T and stands for Trache. I don't know. Anyway, let's see. I've got the next headline here coming up. And let's see if I can find it. I thought I had it right in front of me, but it was about George Soros. George Soros says we're going into a double dip too. So, I mean, if George Soros said it, you know, you got to believe it. But, you know, that's the headline, is that Soros says U.S. is already in a double dip recession. Well, I think if you put a D, you know, the D that rhymes with the P that stands for, you know, I mean, depression, then you got more of the issue. So I've got Terry on line one. You know, I need to have a phone friend phone in because I need a lifeline. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here, buddy. How you doing?
The fun never stops, man. You know,
good show.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'm just flying by the seat of my pants here, looking at all the headlines and going, "Holy moly, we got problems."
Well, isn't that what we did during the revolution?
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
We sort of flew by the seat of our pants.
Yeah, when we had a seat in our pants, because back in the revolution, you know, the uniforms were falling apart.
You know, the thing is that it's interesting to look at the gold and silver thing. I mean, if you look at it, if you look at things from a business standpoint, there's markup and markdown, and there's margin, profit margin.
Right.
And when you look at that kind of thing, and you look at how the stock market has dropped dramatically over the last week, and people say, oh, silver and gold has dropped, and gold has dropped $100. Well, that's only about 11%. And the stock market in some stocks has dropped as much as 25 to 30%.
Yep.
And especially when you're talking about blue chips. So it's interesting the way the whole thing's being manipulated. And I'm surprised that, I'm really surprised at this point that we're standing as strong as we are.
Yeah, give it a few more days.
I know. It's pretty amazing. And I think also that as far as the debt ceiling goes, you know, I don't think they can blame the Tea Party any longer. I mean, they raised it, right? So it didn't matter what the Tea Party thought, if we were going to raise it or not.
But the Tea Parties are obstructionists, racist, terrorists. What else can we label them with?
That's it. Isn't that something?
Yeah. I mean, anything that could possibly go wrong, and gee, it has nothing to do with the politicians on the other side, it's the Tea Party's fault. Are you really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's just such a canard. It's not even worth mentioning hardly, other than to, you know, get our blood up and, you know, go get mad and maybe phone our congressman or something and yell at him.
Well, pretty much, it'd be nice to see some statesmen, and I think that's really what everybody wants. I mean, we're sort of fighting this two-front situation.
Everybody is getting wore down, no question.
You know, we have one thing where we're looking at the economy collapsing. We have another thing where we're looking at elections to find people who are going to try to put this thing back together on our wishes, and that's pretty tough. Who do you like in the race, anyway? Who do you like as far as your candidate for presidency?
Well, you know, I got to stick with Ron Paul because he's the only one that has truly been inflexible in his support of the Constitution, you know, and he is a statesman. You know, we talk about statesmen. I mean, it's like, you know, the definition of a statesman and a politician is this: a politician sees the parade and runs to the front and pretends he starts it. Okay. A statesman starts the parade. And that's the difference between a Ron Paul and a Mitt Romney. I mean, all of a sudden, everybody's conservative, and it's for the Constitution, and it's for less taxes, and, you know, get the debt under control. Well, these guys been in politics for years and years and years. Ron Paul is the only one that time after time after time has voted against this stuff, has voted against these foreign wars, has voted against, you know, raising the debt ceiling, has voted against the Federal Reserve, and wants to audit it and get this money thing under control. Everybody else is kind of a poser, if you ask me. I mean, it's not that I don't like some of the other candidates. I think Herman Cain has some good stuff to say. They all
He did win that straw poll.
Yeah, I mean, they all have good stuff to say. I like some of the things that Bachman says, but the only true conservative for he doesn't change his point of views, whether you agree with him or not. He sticks to the Constitution as it was intended to keep the government limited and under control, and that's Ron Paul. So,
yeah, yep, I think that's great, buddy.
So that's where I'm at, and so I'm gonna, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So,
all right, my friend, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks for calling in, Terry. I appreciate
it. You bet.
All right. So, we've got Peter Schiff for our next headline. And it says, and this is from King World News on September 25th, and it says, gold and silver plunge mirrors 2008. What's next? Now, think about that for a second. Gold and silver plunged right before the crash of 2008. Could that be an indicator? I don't know. I mean, it's like, you feel like going, ooh, it's the ghost of, the ghost of the 2008 plunge. But, the real thing is that with the gold and silver prices declining, along with the global markets, okay, Peter Schiff, the CPO or the CEO of Euro-Pacific Capital, when he asked if the downdraft in the metals reminded him of 2008, Schiff said, yes, it does. It definitely reminiscent of that time period. Lots of selling. I think emotional or forced selling is probably what's driving it. It's a sell, as far as I'm concerned, for the people who want to buy, but it does not show the dangers of using leverage. So anyone who bought silver on leverage last week probably already has a margin call. That's so difficult. But for the cash buyer who is buying to preserve their wealth from inflation, yesterday was a great day. Days like that are opportunities. So you have to see what's going on here. If you're dabbling in the paper market, ETFs, and you're buying stuff on margins, that's what they're doing. A margin is put down $10 and they get $100 worth of stuff. Only if I get a margin call or the price goes down and I'm betting on it going up, guess what? I have to come up with the other $90 the same day. So that means I might have to sell some of my other assets or I go under. This is what happened back in the 29 Depression when they did margin calls. People were jumping out of windows because these margin calls can put you completely under. Okay, so that's why the big sell-off. But also, if you're buying silver or gold in cash, I don't care if you're buying a coin a week, it stands alone on its own. You can wait for the price to go up, but it's a hedge and a protection against inflation. That's why the big thing here. I'm not a gold bug or a silver bug or a stock bug or a real estate bug. Each market has its own intrinsic value or its own values in different types of markets. In other words, if you're in a real estate bubble, buy at the bottom, sell at the top. If you're in a gold bubble, buy at the bottom, sell at the top. Stocks, you're in a bull market, might go on for 20 years. I made a bunch of money in stocks. The thing is, in the market that we're in right now, the fundamentals are saying the stock market's going to crash. Real estate we know is going down because the fundamentals are telling us it's going to go down. Why? Because the foreclosures are still happening. Nobody can get a bank loan to buy anything. Nobody can qualify for a loan. Everybody's swimming in debt. They're charging up their credit cards so they can pay their bills now. And our government's doing the exact same thing. They're borrowing 40 cents on every dollar to pay the bills. There comes a day of reckoning at some point, and we're almost there. The people who are going to survive this are the people that are preparing. Prepare, prepare, prepare. I can't tell you guys out there enough. I know it sounds like a broken record, but the real deal is if you're not preparing, you're going to get slaughtered here. You got to get out of the stock market, get into precious metals, start storing some food, and get ready for the crash that we're having. We are spoiled. We've never been through anything like this, and a lot of people don't understand the significant ramifications of what's going on here. This is going to be worse than everybody thinks. Okay? So with that, happy note. I'm going to go to a break, and we'll be right back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Oh, thank you.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with Chandler, and he's been handling all the music and doing an excellent job. So, we are back. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about Europe. We're talking about, you know, the American dollar, our economy, our country, you know, what we need to do, what we need to, you know, think about in order to stay solvent in this problem. And, you know, so that we, you know, the thing about all this is that we're not the doom and gloom guys. What we're saying is that if you don't prepare, then it is doom and gloom. We're saying if you prepare, you're going to avoid this problem. And that's the whole idea. We're not trying to say that the world's coming to an end. We're saying if you don't prepare, when we have this collapse, you're going to have a lot more problems than if you do. So, and I just got this in. I mean, this is from King World News. This came in while we were talking. And this is from James Turk in London. Okay, this is the headline here. James Turk, we are looking at another Lehman. With near panic recently in the gold, silver, and global markets today, King World News interviewed James Turk out of London. When asked about the tremendous volatility and where we are headed from here, Turk stated, I think about what's happened over here in Europe, Eric. I guess Eric's the interviewer. You've got a huge bank run going on throughout the continent. Now, think about that. There's a huge bank run going throughout the continent of Europe. Did you hear that on MSNBC or Fox or any place? Well, why is that? I mean, we hear about everything going on in Europe. We also hear, did you hear about the Wall Street protesters, those guys out there, you know, going wild on Wall Street, you know, get rid of the banksters. But, you know, here we are having bank runs in Europe, and it's not big headline news that should be everywhere. Maybe we're not getting all the news. That's why I like to think of Sovereign Minds as an alternative news source. Whether you believe it or not, all I'm saying is check out both sides of the argument. Don't bury your head in the mainstream media and think that they're telling you the truth on everything. I look at so many different sources. I probably have 150 or 200 sources of information that come to me from all over the world, all different sources. King World News, Financial Times out of London. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. Wealth Cycles, goldandsilver.com. You have to start checking out some alternative news sources. Okay, now let's continue with the story. There's a dollar shortage. The forward rates on the euro and the dollar are out of whack. The swap rates are way out of whack. The gold forward rates are way out of whack. James Turk continues, I'd like to sometimes explain it, the chaos in the markets, by looking at this at a spinning top. Before the top finally stops spinning, you see some tremendous wobbles. We're getting one of those wobbles now in the financial statement and in the financial system, and I think the top is going to fall over, and a major bank is going to fail as a consequence. Now, this is this guy is a pretty famous economist and out of London, James Turk. Okay, and so he's saying that this is like a top spinning. It spins real smooth at the high speeds, but when it starts to slow down and collapse, you get the wobbles. That's what's going on in the economy right now. So you got to pay attention to this stuff. You know, I mean, we've been told we're in recovery for 3 years now. I mean, this is what, the second or third summer of recovery? I lost track. Are you buying all that? Okay, are you buying that the things are getting better? Are you buying that the jobs are coming back? Are you buying that Mr. Obama is saving us all? Are you buying that yet? Are you buying that Bush did a good job? Well, I'm telling you that you got to get over the Democrat Republican thing. The real deal is it's about the big government thing, and they're all doing the same thing. It's self-serving. And they are sinking us in the process. That's why you have to start getting involved. You have to start doing something. I don't care whether it's writing your congressman, going to a Tea Party meeting. You know, you've got to start doing something about this, because we are going down the tubes right now, and everybody has to start holding accountable and start looking for the truth here. So, and that's what this program is about. I don't care whether it's left or right. I'm about the truth. If you can show me where I'm wrong, I'll correct it. But the real deal is I'm just going by what's happening out there. So with that said, we've got Sally on line one. How you doing tonight, Sally?
I'm doing good, Mark. First good. Of all, I want to thank you so much for being the Paul Revere of this movement.
I think he got stopped.
Warning everybody. I'm sure a lot of people did not appreciate him when he rode through the middle of the night waking everybody up to warn them of that the British were coming.
Yeah, I think he got stopped by the British and arrested, and the other guys made the run. So I'm hoping the other guys keep on running.
Yes, and that's the rest of the story, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Anyway, my question is... the domino effect from Europe over to America, can you put a timetable on that? I mean, if the euro collapses over there, how long will it take for that to domino effect over here? And then to wrap it up, could you kind of paint a scenario of what it looks like when we come out of this mess?
Boy, that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really sure how fast this is going to happen, but I believe this is happening pretty rapidly at this point. This domino effect, because of this contagion, because they're running out of things that they can do. You know, I think that, you know, if they start to hyperinflate, it could be another year. But then, you know, sometimes when a hyperinflation occurs, it goes really very quickly. And so I'm saying we're going to start seeing some dramatic things happen within the next month.
Well, it is almost October.
Yeah, absolutely. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope we have more time to prepare. But at the same time, I don't know, like anybody else, but I'm feeling like we need to start getting this thing over with and start diving in to deal with the truth the way it is, get back to a sound money. Because the solutions are this. We got to get back to what the Constitution said. There was a reason that they said Congress should coin money and regulate the value thereof, because sound money is the basis of a strong economy. Without sound money, nothing works right, because if you delegate this over to a bunch of private bankers, it just seems like throughout history, this keeps repeating itself over and over again, that they start losing control of themselves over time, and they get greedy, and they want to keep printing more and more and more money, because that basically steals the labor of the savers and the capitalists is what it amounts to. And that's why we're in the problem. But the answer is to stop it. The answer is to get rid of these bankers, get back to sound money, go to, you know, that's why gold and silver are much more than just metals and currencies and exchange, mediums of exchange. They are freedom from intervention by banking. Okay, and that's the first answer. The next answer is we need more and more limited government. But, you know, as this thing starts to tank, well, we're going to have a choice. We're either going to look to the government to solve all our problems, or we're going to start looking to ourselves to solve our problems, our local communities and our state, not the federal government that's already so overreaching. And how you can possibly think that what the federal government has been doing for the last 50, 60 years is we get more and more of it and things get worse and worse and worse. How can you possibly think that that's going to be the answer? Some people do, because the government wants dependency. That's the other part of what we need to do. We need to get independent of the government with our support mechanisms. Why do they push Social Security? Because you're dependent on them. Why do they push food stamps? Because you're dependent on them. Why do they want everybody in government jobs? Because you're dependent on them. See, the more dependency creates more of a voting block for them to continue the cycle. And that's what we got to do, is stop the cycle from continuing by getting self-reliant.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Thanks, Sally. I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, I think I was pretty plain. And that's the answer to the problem. It really is. Going back to the Constitution is the answer to the problem. We didn't become the greatest economic power in the history of the world by accident. You can't even cover this up in the classrooms, but they do a good job of it. I mean, think about it. When you were a kid, they said, we threw all the tea in the harbor because we were being taxed, and we revolted against the taxes because we said they were slavery and servitude to the king. And that was at 15%. They revolted at 15%. Our federal tax right now is 35%. With state and federal and local, it's probably, I've calculated it as high as 84%. And we wonder why we're broke and we have no money. And we're not, and our economy's tanking, really? Well, if we just got 100% of our money and wrote a check for 95% right back to the government and kept the rest so we can, you know, live on some bread and a few potatoes. Reminds me of a Thomas Jefferson quote. And we could, suffer at the hands of our fellow, be chained with the rivets at the hands of our fellow sufferers. I don't remember the whole quote. But if our rulers load us up with perpetual debt, we'll be taxing our meat and our drink and our necessities and our comforts. You guys getting this? The real deal is they're the problem, not the solution. And the Tea Party is bringing the solutions to light. Okay. And we need to start paying attention to them out there. So I want you guys to start listening to We the People Radio on 8 to 10 on Sunday morning, and Sovereign Mind Radio, 6 p.m. Every Sunday night. I'm going to, keep hammering on this until we get everybody out there listening, whether they want to or not. You know, start educating yourself on the Constitution and the freedoms our founding fathers gave us. You know, get involved. When are you guys going to start standing up out there and doing something? Put together a 72-hour emergency food bag for each family member. Store some food. Buy silver until your hands bleed. And if they run out, then start buying gold. Okay, if you don't have much money, buy a silver coin a week. It could be the difference in this collapse to having something to eat and not. You know, get out of the stock market. If you're still in the stock market, hey, wake up and quit listening to your stockbroker. You're in charge of your own money. I mean, how's he working for you so far? Okay, if we have another collapse, is that going to be a problem? Yeah, absolutely. So start trying to do a neighborhood watch. You know, get out there involved with your neighbors. Start learning what to do. Store some water. You know, get involved here. Okay, and this is from, we got a couple closing quotes here. In order to become the master, the politician poses as the servant. That's Charles de Gaulle. So in other words, they keep telling us they're doing all the work. You know, everything's about us. But they're consolidating power and they're becoming the masters. Government is reason. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. And a force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. That's George Washington. I'll see you guys next week. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Down tracks, once leading to somewhere like a broken down train. The stones fall from heaven. The rumble of war.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucero. The two American hikers held in Iran for 2 years speaking out about their ordeal.
After 781 days in prison, Shane and I are now free men.
Josh Vital and Shane Bauer are finally back home on U.S. soil for the very first time since being imprisoned by Iranian authorities back in July of 2009. In their first news conference in New York, they described their harrowing time in prison.
Many times, too many times, we heard the screams of other prisoners being beaten, and there was nothing we could do to help them.
They also recalled the incredible moment they were told, "Let's go home." Jenna Lee, Fox News Radio.
Some bold assertions from New York City's top cop, Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, telling 60 Minutes after the September 11th attacks, he decided the city couldn't rely on the federal government alone and set about creating the city's counterterrorism unit. He says the department prepared for multiple scenarios and could take down a plane. Six men charged with involvement in a terror bomb plot in England. Police officials near Birmingham say the six were involved in planning between December of last year and this month to prepare or help others prepare to commit acts of terrorism. President Obama in San Jose for his second set of fundraisers on the West Coast. Earlier today in Seattle, raising cash for Democrats and pushing his jobs plan and his plan to cut the deficit, which includes higher taxes.